And certainly, you know, there are certain aspects of maritime law that is just natural. Spot charters, time charters, almost uniformly I will see, certainly if it's international, I will see in tanker charters is going to have arbitration provision. And oftentimes it's a specific form. But others, you know, completely wouldn't make sense, or if it's domestic or people just aren't used to it, or in-house counsel, again, don't like it. And so they'll specifically write in litigation as opposed. So on that first issue, we've got a slide here. I've used it before in other discussions. I've said to clients, look, for every argument you have against arbitration, I think I can think of an argument for arbitration. Now, I'm not saying it's right one way or the other. Sometimes it's more appropriate to be one way or the other. But it's funny to me is that when you get to the bottom one, for example, international enforceability. I mean, if you win, that's great. We have an easier method for international enforceability. If you lose, that sucks. It's just easier for them to collect against your client. I've actually never had an issue with respect to collection in an arbitration. Most all of the arbitrations that have gone to an award, the parties are there in good faith. They've already put up the advance funds for the arbitrators, and it hasn't been an issue. But certainly that can be a huge issue if you're talking about a market where perhaps enforceability could be a challenge. So again, every one of these, I've heard the good or the bad. Oh, how can you say this is efficient when you have to pay for the arbitrators, especially if it's a three-party, you know, three-member panel?
And I would add confidentiality, lack of transparency, they look good. But there's different ways to look at why good and why not good. You have different tribunals. Some of them have published awards. So you can see the reasoning. It's like evaluating case law. You can see some precedent. You can see trends. You can see how positions are evaluated by commercial men or by lawyers.